Rick reminded me, thankfully so, about cell phones. I got axe to grind about cell phones.
Oh, too. I hope you do. I got some too. Oh.
Where are we going to start?
Let's start with IDA, I think.
Okay.
Let's just pick on a tough one. All right. Who wants
to
start?
Did I over, you know, sometimes I'm really nosy. Did I overhear you talking to, you asked me the question if I was going to IDA.
127.
Have you had a conversation with Tim that we ought to know about?
127.
And budget?
No. Here, let me chew my cookie here.
Sorry I asked you with your cookie in your mouth.
You get any ice cream left?
There's ice cream upstairs in the freezer. Vanilla and chocolate.
I don't need chocolate.
We had vanilla.
Really? You're going to give me vanilla?
Vanilla goes with chocolate cake, I thought.
Chocolate goes with everything.
Sorry.
I have coffee now, too. Chocolate.
You want to take a recess? We'll get some chocolate.
All right. We'll have plenty of time to break.
All right.
To answer your question, I was talking to Mr. Connell. He wanted to know if we were going to be at the IDA meeting at 3 o'clock. He wanted to know if the budget would be set by 3 o'clock so he could tell his board that, because this is the last board meeting of the year.
Right.
He also, anyway, that was his discussion. He was driving back from Kansas City, so... but he was actually just getting back to his office. And the answer is nothing else was discussed. He just wanted to know if we had made a decision. I told him to listen in around 2 o'clock-ish. And he said at 1:30 he was in meeting, so he couldn't listen in anyway. So,
you know, turn those lights off back there. Oh, we can see it.
Oh, why is it so dark?
Just turn it back on.
Oh, it'll be a second. It'll brighten back up.
Okay. It was pretty good.
So the answer is... no, sir, there was no thing.
All right.
He just wants to know, he wants direction. I did ask him one question, I'll go ahead and tell you. I did ask him what his thoughts of the two employees answering to the commission directly, and he said he was fine with that, and kind of said that would allow us to set some more vision and direction as a board versus having to manage the day-to-day operations of the employees. But he said whatever you do, his suggestion, if you do one, do the other employee too. Not just one employee reporting to the commission, but both employees or all the employees have removed areas.
So okay, he's given us a second budget.
Is that what I gave you, Rick?
Yes, I don't have it with me. I hope you guys brought it, but I do know that
the second. What tab number? 135 or 127? Sorry.
So the 09 approved is the approved budget before the March meeting, needless to say.
That's correct.
$54,600.
My numbers are upstairs. You don't have your copy. You didn't plug those numbers in.
I did not. But that came to me after the budget process should have been taken care of, and they came to you, not to me anyway. So.
Well, he didn't know the procedure. They didn't know if they should be setting the budget because it was.
You better go get them, Jim, so we can kind of.
Here, please. It's on my desk. Hey, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
You gonna get it, Rick?
Not yet.
You missed salary commission.
Yeah. Sorry.
We decided to try to lower yours next.
They told us we couldn't, but
we did anyway.
Nothing changed. Same thing we had.
I'm hopeful that won't ever go up to public vote again because I'll probably end up getting a little pay cut.
I just hope if it's a pay cut, it doesn't tie to us.
It always ties to the judges, you see.
Yeah. I don't like the option there.
Nobody likes prosecutors and judges, so if that's ever come up to public vote, we'll be in trouble.
I think people generally don't like commissioners, too, now. So.
We're on budget. Anything we need to talk to you about?
No, I just was checking in. I knew I was late, but I got busy with stuff, and then I decided I'd come on over to see if it was still by chance going on. But
Paulson can give you a play-by-play if you're interested. But
we've heard nothing from the salary commission hearing. I mean, from the salary commission, from the court case, and then the vote was to keep it all the same.
I was just coming to check in.
Cool.
Did you tell him about all the cuts we made in his budget?
Just him. We just told him we were going to cut his salary. We thought we were going to try it again.
Yeah. All right, thanks.
See ya.
See ya.
All right. I just have one copy.
Do you want me to...
I can go run off copies if you want.
Well, we can have him...
You guys need to make a decision. You can sit close enough to do it.
Let me plug these numbers in so I can just plug my thing in there. and I can tell Jim, why don't you put it under request, because approved is what we're running off of, correct?
Yes.
So you see 2010 request, let's just go with those line items. His request for Joan was to $44,000.
Well, you want to start handling that as we go, because I don't...
Contract management was $20,000. That's correct.
I don't think so.
Ron Halsman was the same, going down. To travel, his request was $1,000. Postage was $200. Subscriptions was $150. Supplies and web was $2,500. Telephone was $2,000. Zero in equipment, by the way. What else you got? Come on down. Dues and what? Conferences, $2,000. Total training. Okay, that is okay. Keep on going down. Okay, he added some other things in there.
What else do you have in there? We'll find out where to put it.
Do you have an education line item? Did I give you that number?
Mm. No, but I would put that under training. Dues and conferences or training, one or the other.
Go up there. Put that $3,000, right? No. I'm not there. No. The 2,000, make the 2,000 a 3,000. What's the total now?
126,850.
Okay, we're off yet.
I thought he had in a half of 33,000 for a
35,000 for an initial.
35?
Executive director at there, 35,000. And go all the way to the bottom now. What's the total now on the bottom? 161. And then he has 30,000 coming in for fees collected as a revenue source.
And you want to put that in if he's going to bring that in. And that's...
Make sure you add that in there.
If they've got money someplace else, they probably either need to all be in GCR or none be in GCR.
Right.
Okay. That's a question.
There we go. We add up correctly. What?
131,850.
That is what he submitted. So let's start at the top. At least we know where he started. First of all, I just want to let you for the record, I didn't know her middle name was Sharon. Just, I was trying to be funny. It worked.
I keep trying. I don't do much good.
All right. Our position, I'll reiterate our position. Our position, although not formalized, has been pretty much no raises for 2010. So, if to stay in line with that, there would be no raises for
Joan.
Joan.
So, to stay in line with that, the discussion would be, do you feel like that's adequate, not adequate, feedback, gentlemen. Right now, if Joan's listening, all she's hearing is my voice, and I really want her to hear your voice, too.
One question I don't know if you got an answer. Who would have an answer is, well, let me say this. My understanding is Joan is a grant person. Is that her responsibility, grants?
No. Well, yes and no. She well, is,
what,
her
what
job
is, her
is
position?
Basically... What she's doing right now?
Whatever Ewens hired her for.
Well,
and what she's doing, yeah.
Ewens. That's
Ewens.
I heard that. Like, I haven't heard that in a while. Her job was to facilitate the projects to the proper grant and hire or work with grant writers to get funding and then stimulus funding. So she basically manages all project requests. Not all. Half of the project requests for the county. She manages those contracts. Is what she, not contracts, requests.
But they're almost 100% grant projects.
They're an application, yeah. It could be grant, it could be stimulus money, whatever. Yes, that's correct. She does half, Ron does half right now. They both do, basically right now they're doing the same job. Ron's doing a little bit different, a little bit added responsibility, but Joan is managing project requests. She goes through funding, if it's grants or whatever. Yes, sir. But she does, I guess my answer is, she doesn't physically write the grants. We have grant writers.
Right.
So, go ahead, sir. You asked the question. to ask a question.
Well, the $20,000 is grant support, is what it says here.
Correct.
And I guess a good question would be, what positions do we want to budget? I mean,
we've already cut the part-time position out.
Would you change Seth's name up there on that document to executive director? Okay, that's basically what his wording is on that. The contract management pays people like Debbie Redford, Barbara Boley. They work with whoever, whatever agency or company or organization locally to help write the applications and grants.
And as it says on his document, that's grant support.
Somebody
that's supporting the work.
Right. I think that's a crucial part since we don't have a grant writer on staff.
Okay. So, again, my question is, we have, I think, pretty much acknowledged or at least discussed that this this department has changed or is in the process of changing because of the stimulus money winding down. So my question is, what is it we want? I mean, we've got an executive director listed up there, we've got contract management, and then we've got two individual names.
Mm-hmm.
What are the people going to do? Again, my assumption is that Joan Chowney is going to continue to orchestrate the obtaining of grant projects, whether they be stimulus or not.
I think.
Are you thinking, you said that she's doing half of that and Ron's doing the other half. Are we talking about them carrying on with that position?
I would say.
I have an issue if you didn't notice.
Oh, I know there's an issue. To answer your question regarding Joan or that position, I don't see that changing.
Okay.
There'll always be someone managing the project requests, matching up the grant writers, facilitating the applications, and going out and getting that free funding source. Joan does some paperwork herself, but she'll also need the grant support. So my answer to your question is, yes, I think Joan's position is still necessary with the support of the grant support person, because it goes coincide. It's not a head count. It's just as needed. We've got to be able to do applications, and we've been very successful, but that is part of the thing. So I see that position not changing. She's managing whatever, at least half of the accounts that I'm aware of, half of the requests. So I don't see that changing in my mind. I've seen success, and I like that success from that angle. How's that for an easy answer?
Well, without confusing it with more questions, my next question was going to be, is that a fair price for what she's doing? And I know that would be a hard question to answer, so I'm not going to ask the question.
Are you saying the approved so far or the request amount?
What she's earning now, the $36,000.
Is that fair? I would argue it's fair. I mean, you could argue it's not fair. I mean, that's the problem. But I think, is it in the range of fair? Yes, it's in the range of fair.
From everything you've said, I'll go along with the $36,000.
Okay. And the $20,000 grant support?
Yes. Danny's with you there.
All right, so those first two are fine. Go ahead. No, you can leave it. Approved is approved.
36 over in there, and then the next line, I'll put 20,000 there, James.
20,000 there. Thank you.
I would like to argue, just because I don't want to be easy to get along with.
Fair enough.
We've spent $11,771 there. Is that those dollars, were those the Barbara Boleys and the grant support?
Uh-huh. And Deborah and Debbie Redford and all those people? Uh-huh.
And we're expecting stimulus money to wind down. Why would we budget $20,000? Why wouldn't we budget $12,000?
Let me explain. Okay. According to Joanne Emerson, I have got to spend a little time with her. I think I mentioned that 88% of the money for the stimulus has not been paid out. Only 12% of the money actually has gone out.
Right.
And there's a lot of applications and processes that haven't been announced. So although I hear it's winding down, there's also now discussion of a second stimulus. And it's once again, when was that run, Rick? August or?
This one's run 11/19.
So that one is pretty accurate. 20 seems like, high. We can go to 15 if you wanted to.
I could live with 15 because 11/7/71 started in March, actually. So if you did a whole year at today's, because they've done some pretty hard, fast work. I mean, they've used that.
Sure. I'm good with that. 15 is fine.
Fine.
All right.
Now that's when it's going to get difficult.
Yeah, it is.
Because I do not... I can see the need for an executive director.
Okay.
I don't see wait until the end of the year to budget it. And I don't see the need for a liaison.
So let me point something out first. The 35,000 request that Tim put in for the executive director is 6 months. He's expecting to pay anywhere between 60 and 80 for that position for an executive director. And if you look at what Branson pays, that wouldn't pay for who they're paying for now. So that 35 is not that's a half a year position, is what Tim has put in there.
My suggestion is we put in 70,000 under the executive director and do away with the liaison position.
I don't know what an executive director would do there.
Okay.
Is it something Ron Houseman could do?
Traditionally, if we're going back into traditional economic development, it's people that are meeting with driving new business to town. It's working with other executive directors, somebody who's actually got an economy background, actually in that field of industry. Could Ron do it? He probably could. I mean,
Ron has enough background in government. I would think he might be better than some that you might get. Yeah, I may be wrong.
Less government focused, though. That's what this is. This is a less government focused position, is what.
My thought is, guys, you're going to have somebody take over at least some partial duties down where Dixie's at. You're going to have a human resources person. I'm thinking maybe you could get him to take over that position and study with other counties, see what you really needed for human resources and for the executive director. Not have anything else right there at this time, and you're not going to be increasing your budget. But I'm just looking for ways not to increase the budget.
What you're saying is a split job.
Yeah, he might just really be offended when I say, well, can he do both jobs at once? It may be more than he can handle, but that's what I'm thinking. You'd be in charge of things down there. If you could move him down there where Dixie's at, then he could cover when Dixie's gone, at least answer the phone. He could maybe do his duties down there. I don't know. I'm just trying to think of ways you could handle that.
Well, let me throw another suggestion out, is that we fund the executive director $30,000, and we plan to put him on board by July 1st. Personnel matters when we talk about people and stuff. Is that really something we want to be talking about on the microphone or not?
Right off the cuff, I don't think so. I think we're looking at the jobs and positions.
A hired lobbyist would cost us $25,000 a year if I wanted to buy a lobbyist. At the state level, it's $120,000 at the federal level is what the prices I've shopped around for. So
you're, by saying that, you're suggesting adding a lobbyist?
No. I'm just saying a legislative lobbyist will cost us a range from $20,000 to $120,000.
I see.
Based off of what we're asking them to do.
Well, I kind of like what Rick has to say about trying to. We're going to have to come up with a HR person to help Dixie. I'm kind of interested in seeing whoever is in that position be a half-time person with whatever you want to call the executive director or whatever you want to do, however you want to term it. Whether it be a transitional position later on and look permanent, or if you want to do it on a half-year basis.
I struggle with the fact that you're thinking about adding personnel in a year that we're 1.5 million down, and I think that you might be hard-pressed to justify spending that money at this time.
But spending the economic... Like the director you're talking about?
Yes.
What's that?
Come in. Let's recess that and hear what Gary's got to say.
For a budget question here, let's just go ahead and take care of you real fast. And
okay. You can talk about the equipment because I'd ask him about this.
Yeah, Gary Morgan with the IS department. Just wanted to try to visit with Rick a little bit about the equipment line. Where we had things like a backup tape set, parts and pieces for computer repairs that we'll be needing or anticipating need for the next year, and didn't know how we were going to take care of that if we...
That's a good question, Gary. What they planned on doing was taking all equipment purchase out and put it in another place.
Mm-hmm.
And you had $39,000 in there, so I expected you'd come back and ask me something. I don't know what you had planned to spend $39,000 on. You may want to talk with him. But if you just need something in there you got $2,000 for equipment repairs.
Right.
If you need something where, your little parts and pieces you don't be running to them, mm-hmm. then you may want to increase that some. But
the thing was, if you had a specific request, Gary, we were going to fund that line item. If it was just because you need equipment next year and we're not uh-huh. sure what it is, okay. We've asked you to put that line item in GCR, and we'll fund those equipment requests. But what we didn't want is someone say, well, I know I'll need $10,000. I just have no idea what it's for.
Sure.
And so rather than leaving the money in that line item, we've just taken it and put it in our line item. Unless you have specific requests, then we'll budget those specific requests.
Okay. My concern was, we buy a backup tape set every year. That's about $1,200, so we can archive our backups. And I know we'll need that. I know we've got some fibering to do yet. It's going to run about $2,400. Last year we bought 30 UPSs for replacement for the
30?
County. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's probably about an average. We've got about 180 of them out there.
How much is that, Gary?
They're about anywhere from $40 to $50 a piece. So,
okay.
But when I got that $39,000 figure, I was figuring up those items. I knew that there was a $12,400 or $12,600 on there for a NAS device or a network storage device because of the bandwidth that we're, data that we're backing up, we're going to need more storage space.
I'm actually with IT, Gary's track record of being conservative, I'm fine with budgeting his line item for that because you're pretty thoughtful.
I'm not okay with $39,000. I didn't hear near $39,000. I heard maybe
okay.
$10,000.
I didn't realize.
$12,000 just for NAS.
Yeah, well, I have a breakdown, and I apologize for not being totally ready here. I thought I.
But I agree. You need to put those things I heard the first forgotten. You need to go back in there probably.
And the NAS, which is the backup, which is uh-huh. $12,000.
Well, and when I said UPS is a. I know, for example, the GBICs and the fiber cables run right at $2,400.
Right.
The backup tapes are $1,200 for a 12-tape set.
Right.
And the NAS was $12,600.
Okay.
What is the NAS again?
A network-attached storage
it's
device.
Storage.
So that we can continue to back up data for the county.
Our data continues to grow, and we have no way to back it up. So it's continued backup storage for at the mountain or here, either
right.
one.
Right, right. That way we can maintain backups, even the audio minutes.
Right.
Take
I mean,
up a considerable.
Yeah, even though they're large files, every day where we're creating data right now by just archiving these.
What was last year?
Oh.
Did you
turn? What line number? What line number are you in there?
What is 135.
3001. Last year, I think it was 59.5 was the budget.
59.5, and you've spent 46.5 right now. Now, you had some larger expenditures in there because we added some
we had the switches.
The switches we bought for both here, and we added the annex over there.
That was $20,000
or so there.
$18,000 change, right?
UPSs cost how much? $40
They're about anywhere from $40 to $50. We try to buy them when they're on sale.
Was that $10,000 then? $12,000
But no, about $1,500.
Okay, I was off.
But then we've got CD-ROMs and hard drives and all the other equipment that
you
fail. Well,
you're at $16,008 right now with what you said.
I also know we need one laptop. Our GIS laptop is not working. I know we're going
to $2,000
No, probably less than $1,000 on that. Probably $800 or so.
It was for $1,000. 17.8.
I was reasonably certain I had. And I apologize for coming unprepared. I just was going to actually visit with Rick, and I found out he was here in the meeting. And here we go.
I have some place else, Gary, in case you need it, but I hadn't had a chance to visit with you.
Right.
Well, let's.
This makes it easier.
I've got some switches. 4,800 in switches.
1,400.
4,800. We need 2 20-port and 1 8-port.
Gotcha.
Gig switches yet to complete our network upgrades.
22,006. Okay.
It actually said 800 for the laptop.
Gotcha.
And we had one printer at 400.
Okay.
And $3,000 for RAM upgrades for servers. Rather than buying additional servers next year, we're going to virtualize a couple of what we have and with VMware, and then we do need to upgrade the RAM.
We're at 26,000.
And then you had the NAS in there, the 12.
I got that.
You've got the 12.6. Well, that might be
26,000. What we've added up to right now.
Only I had PC replacements 2,000, but that is sort of generalized. We could come to you for that kind of request. So.
Then how about 26,000 into his request?
Well, I'm just concerned if Gary has done a list of specifics. Now there was the last one was something that we could leave out. But all the rest of them seem to be things that are specific. And
well, that's what I say. We can just throw 26 into his line.
And we haven't included anything like if somebody comes and says, well, my CD-ROM's broke, I need it fixed today. If I have to come request the money from somewhere and then order it, and then they're going to be down for a week just to get that done. When we like to try to maintain a...
How much do you normally allow for that?
It'll usually run... I'm just going to ballpark... for all those types of repairs. And again, normally we charge a lot of those off to the other departments. But if they don't have
they don't have line items either.
Then I don't really know exactly how much.
5,000?
I would think at least 5,000.
But now we're up to 31,000.
So.
I'd say put 30,000 in the,
in his line item?
In his line item.
Okay. I'm good with
that.
That
gives him some leniency.
Okay.
We're also doing some investigation now. CenturyTel has contacted me, saying that we're exceeding our bandwidth usage. We're paying for 3 meg pipe, and they're saying we're peaking it. And Dave Wilcox did send me some graphs, and Sean's evaluating those now. He's asking that we increase our bandwidth to 10 meg next year, an additional 630 a month. So we're doing some analysis to see what that actually averages out to be, but. What they could do, if we're paying for 3 meg and we're going consistently above that, they could throttle us back to where the rest of it was just cut off and we'd see a lot of internet. We could also probably work on tightening down our policy of internet usage as far as some things that are being
locking
done.
Locking some sites down that...
Right, that we're doing now. We have the software to do that now.
Okay.
But there's some things that we could...
So I'm good with giving him a line item of $30,000 for equipment purchases. Then, do we need a motion? We don't. We're all good with that? Okay.
I can come to you later on this CenturyTel thing. We're really not through with the numbers yet, but it could be something that we may not be able to avoid.
Okay. But you don't know it yet, so
no.
Budget. What line does that come out of, Gary?
That would be internet. Let's see.
Scroll down.
And you may have...
135. 135-50-036, internet
connection? 135-50.
Can't that come out of some tech?
036.
Probably
that, that's the line. Right now, you but, budget 96, and we've got 96.
Right, we know we need that 96 to pay for what we're doing now.
Okay.
But this would be additional bandwidth.
Sure.
So okay. That could be something unavoidable, or maybe we'll be able to come somewhere in a happy medium with that. But that's the only concerns I had.
All right. We gave you 30.
Okay.
And then we'll have extra in case there's a catastrophic problem that we need to be aware of, so.
Okay.
And if he has to come up with some funding, that's what I said, but we'll come out of some tech, or if it's for a particular office or something.
Actually, in the past, we normally bill out those departments to their equipment repair, equipment line items. If they don't have one, then we won't be able to do that. So,
right.
We'll have to absorb that. Is there any way we should track which department gets that? Or
I'd say,
anytime you can track anything from.
Yeah.
They've
we'll
got
just do it
different
around.
Departments have got different funding revenue departments. So,
yeah.
I mean, the more information you have, the more we can figure out if we can charge it off a different department.
Okay.
And we may actually want to just charge it to their department, knowing we've got it somewhere elsewhere in the budget.
Mm-hmm.
That may really bother some elected officials, but
at least we have a track.
At least we have a track.
Right.
And
right.
We know what it goes for.
Right. Well, we do track everything anyway and keep a record of it. So, all right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you. Sorry to interrupt.
Not an interruption.
No problem.
I believe that the second employee at the IDA is necessary for just the workload. Okay? So the only reason I don't like the idea of split duties is that the workload's already there for two people at the IDA. So if we were to reduce... You know, if we were diversifying the hours and trying to keep the budget the way it is, we would be basically taking half the workload away from somebody up in the IDA to give them to HR, and we still need those hours upstairs to do that work. Because, you know, if you just look at the workload, I believe the workload dictates two people. So... can you go back there? Travel-wise, I gave you some bad numbers. What did I put for travel? Something's not adding up. Keep on going up there if you would, sir. I have travel. He put travel in two spots. Total travel is $6,000. Yeah. All right. And go down to the very bottom. And the executive, and that fee is $35,000, not $30,000. It comes out the same.
I think he told us travel is 1,000 before, sir.
He's got two different groups.
Oh, okay.
He's got so two segments. 1,000 for Joan and 5,000 for the other position.
What bothers me a little bit, Jim, is the fact that we, so far, stimulus monies that we've took advantage of have been spur-of-the-moment decisions by the federal government to allow those funds to be available with a timeline. And if we don't have enough people in that particular office to reach those timelines, and the stimulus part of the IDA, it looks to me like we're wasting our time. But if we, now, you understand what I'm saying, if we don't have the available people...
Well, that's what I'm saying, that's what I said earlier. I mean, that's why I say you can't take and put a half a person in HR, because... we will be understaffed, and then if something happens, we won't be able to handle the requests. But I also see that the transition of the IDA, the IDA's transition, I mean, when Ken Klein made the initial presentation, we knew very little about the stimulus, the Economic Recovery Stimulus Act. And the IDA moved quickly to make a presentation to us based off of the information they had. Mm. Well, obviously, we assumed there'd be a lot of legislative discussions at the federal level, at the state level, thinking we had some control. And we've had some benefit. It's hard to actually quantify how much benefit. But I also think that traditional economic development is starting to transition back to traditional economic development, which is non-stimulus related. So then we would need a traditional economic develop director. So that's where I'm swayed to, where I think that we need a director at least by mid-year, if not earlier. Now, the question is then, what do you do with the other headcount? Do you need that same type of responsibility or that same resource there? Now, I know your opinion. I think you made that pretty clear. There's no gray area.
Say some of the projects that we've been working on and have whenever I see Joan and she's panicking because she's just got an announcement from somewhere that they're going to have a timeline of 10 days to 2 weeks that she has to meet a specific timeline for to be available for that funding. It's unfair to her not to have somebody else to take over the reins to do the other things that need to be to operate that position. The way that I've visited with Tim and the others, though, I mean, I don't think they can ramp up and even be qualified for an executive director by before half a year. I mean, right. The way they've described it to me is for us going out and finding the person and getting them familiar with what's already on the platter. And
well, and part of what I want to make sure maybe you guys aren't aware of this is that Joan and Ron split the number of projects. So when Joan's running around saying, I only got 10 days, she's only dealing with half the projects. She's not dealing with all the projects. Right. Ron's got a list of his own projects. I mean, they broke them down to active, potential, and just inactive. And the inactive are the wish list dreams that we just leave out there. The actives are grants that have been announced or going to be announced. And then the actives are actual current grants going out. Well, they've got a list of both. I think there's I believe there's 50, 25 each active. They both have 25 active projects. And then another whatever. I mean, there's quite a few active projects. So that's where the grant support comes in. Is when Joan gets the 10-day notice, for example, if it's Joan or Ron, they call grants. They call a Barbara or a Debbie Redford and say,
"It's probably more likely the grant writer that's put on." It sounds to me like it's the grant writer that's put on this 10-day schedule rather than Ron or Joan.
Well, they still have to babysit it. That's the problem, because you got to deal with the agency requesting the money, and they got to get a lot of times a lot more information from the agency that doesn't have it. So, I mean, they're basically being a coordinator at that point,
providing the information for the grant writer,
right?
Putting that all together. As we look, there's no way, and I disagree with Jim on this, that you can think that we haven't, stimulus money hadn't had a powerful impact on Taney County. The bridge project in itself is a stimulus package that is $5.1 million plus whatever 40% of the overtures was going to be that we don't have to deal with.
But that's not what I said, though. I said quantifying what Ron is doing specifically. I can't say that he was involved specifically with anyone. Did he make calls on everybody's? Yeah, absolutely. But to say he's tied to this revenue, absolutely. I'm just saying the IDA office or the OED is absolutely crucial to still be manned. But to say that one equals one, I can't say that.
We probably would have had that bridge money.
I appreciate you saying that, because there was a lot of work by a lot of people that weren't Taney County.
I honestly feel like maybe it was a fortunate thing or whatever, but I think the fact that it was ready and the fact that MoDOT was behind it and everything like that, and the fact that probably you made a lot of several calls, they knew how concerned you were.
I
think it would happen without them.
I've asked Joanne Emerson's representative the other day to tell me who's responsible. And it was not our county, not our IDA people, just as you said, Rick.
Well, okay, so the question is this. We're dancing around a difficult subject here.
Yep.
I mean, what I don't want to say is, if I say, okay, I'm going to fund the executive director at 6 months in, and legislative liaison goes at 6 months, let's just throw that out there. I don't want someone to hear that on the radio without us talking about it in closed session. Because then we're talking about headcount. Or employees. We're not talking about...
If you want to get back with me and give me numbers on this, it's fine with me, but I need numbers as soon as possible because they have to be calculated all the way through, and it just is not a simple thing. You can get back with me on numbers on it. Tell me where the numbers go.
Well, we still got to have... That doesn't supersede the need to... We got to have this discussion. Do we just go back and do executive session and talk about this some more? What do we do? Because we're at a stalemate right now.
Well, again, I'm going to go back to my point that we need to settle not people, not names, but what positions do we need? And my point is we need a grant writer, grant whatever you want to call it. We need a grant support person.
Okay.
And we need a director.
Okay. I agree with that.
That's what I see we need.
Okay.
Now, if we're going to talk about who fills those positions, then yes, we need to go to executive session.
Okay.
But we got to agree, I think first we need to agree what positions do we want the IDA.
Okay, so
to be,
then what do we set the budget amount for the executive director? Now keep in mind, there's $35,000 we didn't get last year that we're going to get this year.
I don't want part of that money. If I'm going to get any of it, I want every dime they get coming to GCR.
Understand, but keep in mind that
you guys need to deal with that.
What were you saying?
But keep in mind that if we had a director, the director would have been is responsible for bringing that revenue in. So why can't they spend some of that money that they've earned?
And that's really, if they're going to spend it, they need to bring it right into GCR. They probably should not have a checking account.
I'm fine with that.
No, yes, I agree.
I'm fine with that. What I'm saying though is that we've got to keep that in consideration that they are bringing revenue in. If that wants to help supplement their budget. But I'm not saying they should have their own checking account with their own cash in there.
They can't. That's an absolute no.
Let's look at it this way. The Sheriff's Department, they have revenues that come in.
Oh, yes.
But when we look at their budget, we don't look at those revenues coming in, right? I think we ought to look at...
Okay. Separate. Okay.
One thing is, it's not guaranteed that it's coming in. One thing that troubles me a little bit.
That I would like to budget $60,000 for the executive director position.
And that is an annual budget.
Annual budget plus benefits plus everything. Yes.
I would agree with $60,000. Really excited because I thought you were talking 70 and I was going
to
have...
Well, I've talked to some people have come to me and said if there's ever a position open and they told me what they would work for. So
I thought about that recently, that the economy and the time and...
The economy is a
Branson's
good time.
Branson's a place a lot of people want to be. And anyway.
Okay.
Okay.
Travel at $6,000.
You still have Ron Houseman in there. Is that legislative liaison going to be a part of this? Not?
Well, we're talking about positions. We're not talking about people, is what I was told.
So we need to take that.
Are we going to
leave? We don't have an executive director and a legislative liaison, right?
Rick's question is, are we going to keep a liaison?
That's why I was avoiding having the conversation publicly, because then all of a sudden someone finds out that they may or may not have a job publicly. Let's keep on going, shall we? How about travel? They've spent $3,500. I think that we're probably going to spend $3,500 next year. Even just nothing else, mileage to different events within the state. They're asking for six.
I have a question for you right there, too. Last year, I kind of pushed that I wanted to know whose signature on those things. And I think it created some problems for you guys to avoid that. If I understood it right, I heard you say that these people were now going to be under the direction of the commission.
We haven't got to that point yet, but that's going to be one of my points. Yes.
I'd really like to know whose signature I want on there for sure.
Sure.
So I don't cause you problems. Hello.
So how much travel do we need to allow?
$3,500 is the most that I would be comfortable putting in there. The most.
Mm-hmm. Danny?
I don't know the need. How would I know the need for the $6,000 travel? $3,500 would be fine with me.
Put $100 for postage. That's what they only spent this year. $150. Looks like it's the same what they spent last year. That's going to be for different association and stuff. They want to redo their website. That was one of the things I was told by Tim.
Yeah, they discussed that at the last IDA meeting, and I thought about you and your expertise. What you get for doing it? I won't go into that. Do you not think our people can do that?
On a time and basis, sir.
Okay. You said it very kindly.
I don't know that at this particular time that redoing the website without tying it on to Taney County's website and that $2,500, I don't know that that's good money, bad money, or what. Is it supposed to excite people to view the website and bring them to Taney County to spend dollars, or are we talking about something that's just to be different, just so we've got a website that looks different, and so we say we could have improved the website?
I think the website, if I'm hearing the history appropriately, we weren't timely multiple years ago, so the IDA went ahead and started their own website, and it was formed out of the more of an informational page is what they put out there, and they pay, I think the $466 is what their annual commitments are for the web name and all that.
We reviewed that at one of the IDA meetings, and I'm not sure, Jim, that the one that I seen was probably before you got here.
Probably.
But what I'm saying is, do I want to spend $2,500 on a website that is maybe more decorative, but not as...
I understand what you're saying. I mean, I think to hold their commitments is at least $500 to get their commitments of what they pay a month, because we pay monthly, obviously, for our internet connection and all that. This is for the web address, but I don't know... What would if we went to zero, I don't know what would it do to them. I would assume it's going to take at least $500.
I'd suggest just putting that at $1,000 then.
$1,000 is fine. Okay.
Why is...
I don't have a clue. Do we charge, Rick, like a phone in your office? We don't charge for that, do we? A desk phone, infrastructure. We don't charge offices for telephone.
Long distance is all that the different offices pay.
The telephone move was just moves. cell phone reimbursements is going to be, you know, that's the only thing we have is a one BlackBerry for the IDA is what we have right now, which is what, $54 times 12, which is $650. So $650 is understandable. The $1,600 is when we move their offices upstairs and for the phone and fax lines and all that.
$750.
No equipment purchases. Training, okay, dues and conferences. I'm confused by that low number.
Yeah, me too.
Cut it in half.
1500?
Yeah.
1500. Not that much.
Being lenient.
You are.
Because there may be some.
There's always some conferences somewhere.
Something for them to learn something different about. I don't understand the high number and the low number. I'm sure they had.
Next year would be a year for us to not go to any conferences and be done for a while. I'm saying that for CCC, of course, but when you're 1.5 million, probably 1.6 million now, you guys are going to town.
Well, we're not the only one dealing, you know what, we're not the only ones that's dealing with the this crunch, and other counties have cut out their...
Well, a lot of them, that's one of the things I hear from other counties is no training.
So what's only we have left to do? Go and scroll up. Then we got to figure out head count. So we got to figure out, guys. Why don't we? Let me ask you a question. Is anybody going to the IDA meeting at 3 o'clock? You were not planning on it. Were you planning on it? There's really no reason.
I had first days ago thought about going, but I think
this is more important than
the situation that I hear we're going is we're taking responsibility for the budget, and
yeah,
that's the main reason I was going.
Okay, yeah, I was making sure we had no other commitments, so we're good. We'll just keep on working through.
I'm going to push for half houseman staying half the time there and half the time in HR. And cutting the salary.
Okay, let me put that down here. Just so I know. So you're saying his half is, I looked at that, 27,000. There and 27 in HR.
And the main reason I say that is because I know good and well the statement that was made a while ago about Taney County not having anything to do with $5.1 million is a farce, because I heard it come from Clara McCaskill's person that 3 phone calls from Taney County caused the bridge money to be appropriated. And I'm a firm believer that the person had no reason to lie. Mm-hmm. They was not even in my party.
Right.
There was other people located, and they said 3 phone calls, and they didn't name who the phone calls were, but that they knew that one of mine was one of the phone calls, and so was one of the people that we're talking about.
I'll forward you the email that I was referring to.
That'll be fine with me. I know what they told me personally. And as a matter of fact, I don't think there was another person sitting on the commission that made a phone call to try to get the $5.1 million that was obligated, with 40% overtures that had no limitations on the monies, which was kind of aggravating to me whenever Mr. Hershen made a comment about Casey Road, where there was extra money spent, he thought, but then there was 40% overtures that was approved on by this commission with no limitations. So I know a little bit more about what went on in that deal than because I work my tail off on it.
But again, Danny, your point is that you worked your tail off. And what Rick said was that he was talking about the IDA. And I don't disagree with you a bit. I believe you worked your tail off. And I believe there was others from Taney County. But to give the IDA credit, and that's what we keep doing. I mean, Tim did that in our meeting, or his meeting at the Hollister Board the other day. Gave IDA the credit for the bridge money. And I'm not saying that there wasn't some contacts, but it was not basically the IDA.
No, it was a combination of everybody, but they had their part.
And I gave credit to Mr. Ziegenfuss and Mr. Krutoff, just my assumptions.
Mm-hmm.
And they never said anything to me that, no, Chuck, that isn't right. So I'm assuming that they had a part in it. And I've got other evidence that other people had a part in it. So my point is, to give IDA the credit is not correct.
Are we going to discuss my proposal?
Well, I wrote that down because we didn't put HR in a separate department.
128.
128.
I'm considering the experience there. Whenever I say a reduction in salary, I don't think that in both cases, I think there is a complement or a advantage to the county to both positions, but I don't think it's at that rate of pay.
I'm not sure I follow you. What are you saying?
I'm saying that,
what your number
if we're talking about the individual there that's mm-hmm. listed up there, that they do not have the expertise to be what you would call a full-blown executive director or a full-blown HR person, but they can assist in a good way to make each of those function better.
I can't really talk much about the IDA or economic development, but I can talk about the HR because Dixie was in there long enough. I learned a lot about HR. And HR at the county level is very, very difficult. The reason it's difficult is because you have clerk, collector, the assessor, the auditor, and they don't answer to a particular body. I mean, they are basically their own boss. And so when you have an HR department, some of those might not feel like they need to even utilize that HR department for some decisions that should be made. And so I think you need to find somebody that will find out. It's very possible that the best answer may be that we outsource our human resources. I don't know. But I don't have enough information to say, yeah, I think we need to do this, I think we need to do this. But I do have enough information to tell you, it takes somebody that knows a lot about county government to get you the right answers. I think Ron could do that exceptionally well.
That's one of the reasons that I made the statement that I made. Is in that field, and then as an executive director, I don't think he has all. I think he'll tell you that he doesn't have all the qualifications needed. But he's there. They are working together well now, as far as getting things done. And so, to cut that in half, and that addresses some of Jim's concern. I know he would rather have a full-time person, but we'll have a full-time person as time commitment, you know, because we're not going to have nothing but a half-time person in that position till July. So,
but we're talking about is adding a $27,000 expense, correct, Rick?
Sounds like it.
You're talking about adding a $27,000 expense in HR?
Yes, sir. I mean, that's what we're talking about, right?
But you're cutting that position completely out. We're talking about a $27,000 total expense. You're right about that. But that $60,000 that you've got up there is going to take care of half of that.
Correct. It's because we won't be able to get them plugged in that fast.
See, and it's going to be less money than that. I'm voicing for a price, a salary reduction in that particular part of it. So it's going to be less than the $60,000 for the half of the year and the $27,000 that you're using for the other figure. I'm right. Thinking that we throw that salary that's on there out the door there and adjust for the positions.
So what numbers would you put in there then?
I'm what? Understanding right. I think you would eliminate the $60,000.
Yes.
Move that other one to 27 and put 27 in to HR.
Well, that's what you would ordinarily do, but I don't think the 54 is. I think that's too much money for those two that two positions. I'd rather lower that down into the 48 or somewhere in that. We're trying to save money and we're trying to utilize the best people for the position, but move that down for now. For the HR and the other, have it at a 47, 48, somewhere along in that range, other than 54. Mr. Pendle voiced a concern the other day about the cost of different positions, and so I'm trying to honor that. Do you have any difficulty with that, Jim?
I'm trying to, that executive director position, let's say we work aggressively and get that person plugged in by June 1st. Okay? That's 5 months. So 25,000 there. No, I'm sorry.
The other way around.
The other way around. 35,000 there. And then that would be, you're saying 48 or something, but half of that would be 24. And then you're saying add that other half of that into Department 128. Am I understanding correctly what you just said?
No, I don't think so. I think what I said was you wouldn't budget the $60,000 for the executive director. You could, but that would be above it. You're taking 5 months, Jim? Is that the way you're figuring it?
He's going to be employed for 7 months. That person will be employed for 7 months.
Okay, and then and that's the $35,000 that you're using. And then half of whatever
that new number is.
Yeah.
Which is, if that new number was 48, half of that's 24. But the other half would have to go somewhere else.
But I know that it's a new position, but I firmly believe that we have jeopardized ourselves by not having an official HR person and opened ourselves up for lots of lawsuits because we haven't had one.
Can I think about that for a little while?
So that would be somewhere around the $48,000. If you figured it that way, we'd be talking about somewhere around the $48,000
right.
A year position.
Right. Okay. Let's.
You want?
Let me just think about it for a little while. Donna's here. She wants to talk about something. I'm sure.
I know.
You don't want to talk about anything?
No, you guys are nice guys. It's Christmas, so I have good spirits.
Well, I like that. We're in the middle of budgets.
You can't see this from listening to... That made it worse.
Well, yeah, I can't see you now. You're making faces.
I could make faces at you.
So you've been listening in, and you think we've got out of good tone, or what?
She's concerned that we're going to get out of good tone.
No, sometimes whenever we... When we talk into these microphones, sometimes we're talking far away from them. Sometimes
right.
We're talking right up close to them. And
you
sometimes
can't see this when you're listening.
Right.
But before we give Jim time to think...
Sorry, Jim.
Am I understanding what was just talked about was lowering Mr. Houseman to $48,000?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just curious.
I wouldn't want to use names, but I mean, that's what you just got through saying. But that's what I'm... I'm talking about the position.
Right. Okay. And then in that scenario, it phases out then, eventually, or... And
that's what we consider after half of the year, for sure. We consider phasing it out or using that for... there's a term... Chuck used as a liaison.
Lobbyist.
I'd rather say lobbyist, liaison, or whatever you want to talk it. I'm talking about federal.
Put in parentheses. State. Oh, by that name. By that name. Put in parentheses next to it. Legislative liaison.
Yeah. Or
can we do that?
What?
Can we spend tax dollars on that?
On non-lobbying, yes. He's an employee. We can do that.
Okay.
According to, I talked to Mr. Attorney Boy.
I'm confused. You say non-lobbying. You talked earlier about other counties paying a lobbyist.
Right.
You can pay a lobbyist, right?
That's correct.
That would be a contract.
It's a contract,
not
an individual.
Correct.
Right.
Not an employee.
Correct.
Phew. So that's why you have to call them a liaison.
Is how I understand it.
Okay.
Now I may be.
I understand.
Incorrect. I mean, things sometimes juggle together here.
Yeah. Now, what you have to think about also is we've just in this. Whenever you say that we've increased a $24,000 position, we've actually decreased $8,000
right.
Salary.
That's true.
So.
You're right.
So, anyway, can I, you gentlemen can go ahead and look at that. And can I go get a glass of water before I totally melt down? Or would one of the girls upstairs listening bring me one?
Give me a
5-minute recess.
Let's go ahead and do a little recess till 3. How about that? Got 5 minutes or so.
Okay. Recess till 3 o'clock. Getting thirsty myself.
I'm just about.